Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Apple cider vinegar has been making these social media rounds as the weight loss cure du jour. Maybe you've seen videos of Dr. Oz touting the health benefits of apple cider vinegar, or of YouTubers claiming to have shed 10 pounds of belly fat in just 7 days by drinking apple cider vinegar cocktails before meals. Even if we know the health claims sound too good to be true, for anyone who struggles with their health and body image as it relates to their body weight, it can be tempting to try any weight loss regimen that's so cheap, all natural, and seemingly effortless. So what's the deal? Can apple cider vinegar really help you lose weight? First, a quick explainer on apple cider vinegar versus other types of vinegar. The active ingredient in all vinegar is acetic acid. Most of the vinegars we commonly eat or cook with, white vinegar, red wine vinegar, balsamic, and apple cider, contain between 5 and 6% acetic acid, though mild rice vinegar can be as low as 2 to 4%. When people talk about the health benefits of apple cider vinegar, they're really talking about the health benefits of having more acetic acid in your diet. You could consume any vinegar to get the same effect, but the relatively mild and sweet flavor of apple cider vinegar is more palatable, barely, when mixed into a beverage, which has boosted its popularity. Plus, there are several brands of raw, organic, unfiltered, and unpasteurized apple cider vinegar that have achieved a cult following for their purported health benefits. But what does the research say? We spoke with Deborah Murphy, a registered dietitian in Chicago, who says the current scientific research on the weight loss benefits of apple cider vinegar is limited, although there have been a handful of small studies that make a case for this health remedy. Several animal studies showed that doses of acetic acid seemed to suppress the accumulation of body fat in mice that were fed high-fat diets. The biggest human study to date, from 2014, followed the progress of 175 obese adults in Japan, some of whom were given a beverage containing 1 or 2 tablespoons, that's 15 or 30 milliliters of apple cider vinegar, every day with their meals, and some who were not. After 12 weeks, the folks who drank a little vinegar every day lost 2 to 4 pounds, that's 1 to 2 kilograms, compared to no statistical improvements in the group who did not drink the vinegar. Low and slow decreases in weight are definitely the safest and healthiest way to lose weight, but only losing 2 to 4 pounds over 3 months, that's a third of a pound a week, hardly qualifies as a secret weight loss cure, as some claim apple cider vinegar to be. Other much smaller studies have linked apple cider vinegar to slowing down gastric emptying, which is the time it takes for food to move from the stomach to the small intestine. In an experiment involving just 10 people with type 1 diabetes, the folks who drank a little apple cider vinegar each day kept food in their stomach longer, and their stomach size also swelled more after eating a meal. Both of these findings support the idea that apple cider vinegar could help you feel fuller and stay fuller longer, although the scientific proof there is still modest. Murphy said, "Unfortunately, there is still no single food that holds the secret to weight loss, despite what many on the internet may say about apple cider vinegar. The only way to achieve and sustain weight loss is the same thing you've likely heard 100 times before: eat healthy and move your body." Even if apple cider vinegar isn't the cure-all it's sometimes cracked up to be, it can still be part of a healthy diet and lifestyle. There's even promising research underway about apple cider vinegar and insulin response. A small study did show that vinegar can significantly improve insulin sensitivity in diabetic and pre-diabetic patients after a high-carb meal. We also spoke with Cynthia Sass, a performance nutritionist based in New York and Los Angeles, who warns against drinking apple cider vinegar straight because the acetic acid can wear away tooth enamel and even burn the esophagus. If you want to give apple cider vinegar beverages a try, Sass recommends swirling 2 teaspoons, that's about 9 milliliters, of apple cider vinegar, plus a teaspoon, about 4.5 milliliters, of honey, in a cup of warm water once a day. But, she says, don't go overboard on the quantity or frequency. There's also no reason that apple cider vinegar has to be imbibed in order to access any potential health benefits. Murphy suggests working it into your existing recipes, making a vinaigrette for your salads, a tangy coleslaw, a marinade for chicken or fish, or adding some to sautéed greens to give them a punch. Today's episode was written by Dave Ruse and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other healthy topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.